I've never understood the subsonic hunting rounds. Maybe for like a 300 blackout, for hogs, yeah, that'd be sweet. You know, 50 yards and in, you're hunting over a feed. But for my deer stuff or anything I'm shooting with a 450, I want it to go straight through that animal and not be on top of it when it happens. If you're shooting a 22 for any reason, you should always shoot subsonic because they're way more accurate.
Yeah, I've just been plinking with that sparrow lately, and that's been a blast. So, still waiting and searching for the 22 bolt action that I want, but, man, what a fun little can that thing is.